Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. Looks like the creator of the Liberator, the gun that you can print with a 3D printer, he's going to court. He's now suing the feds. We'll give you the update on what's going on with Cody Wilson here in a little bit. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. We were just talking, by the way, with you in studio here. It's Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
And we were just talking with Andrew in Connecticut. He's frustrated by the seeming unending amount of taxes that are being created or that are being raised in his state of Connecticut there, and it's bothering you. I know, Andrew, if I'm recalling correctly, are you a Free State Project participant? Do we have Andrew in Connecticut still?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I am. I'm extremely interested. I was actually born like right up. I lived in Keene when I was like two. So I mean, I've been in New England all my life. I love it, and I love New England, but New Hampshire is really the only place I see myself living. If Connecticut, I mean, it's just getting worse and worse, and it's like. It's kind of like New Hampshire is like the last stand, and
The last stand.
People feel that way,
and I want to be involved in that fight.
Well, I don't like to see it as a fight personally, but I do understand the idea of it being the last stand. I mean, it makes sense to retreat from the area that you are in, Florida, California, Illinois, Connecticut, wherever the statism has become too much. And then, you know, retreat to an area where you can regroup with the people who believe as you do, believe in more freedom, and then make a stand for freedom. It doesn't have to be a violent stand. It can be a peaceful stand. I mean, when you and I, Derek J., have been arrested for civil disobedience, we were standing for what we believed in.
Right.
And we were putting our freedom on the line in order to do so. And I think there's real value in retreating and regrouping, because there's really no other way that we can have success. There just aren't enough libertarians anywhere to have an impact anywhere else. So if we concentrate the activism in one place, we know it works. This isn't speculation, right? Like, we have free staters who've been elected, and the Libertarian Party hardly has anyone they can point to that's been elected in 40 years that the Libertarian Party...
Dozens and dozens of elected free staters, and many people who are like-minded have gotten excited by the Free State Project that are here in state already, so...
So, I mean, this is happening, and the question is really, not necessarily to you, it sounds, Andrew, like you're willing to come here, but to those listening who care about freedom, the question is, what are you willing to do about it? Because if all you're willing to do is post on Facebook and complain to your friends about how bad things are, then how can you ever expect that that's going to make a difference?
That's not
going
to bring more freedom in your life.
It may be cathartic, but it's not going to bring you more freedom. Andrew, anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, I wanted to mention also, thinking, like, I've got a nice woman who actually gets it. Like, she's on board with all of this.
Sure.
It's like, I've got it made right now. I'm all set, and I'm ready to move up there and send in the reinforcements, you know, and get involved and really just start this going. My question was, are you guys going to be at Porkfest?
Oh, yeah. We'll be broadcasting live. In fact, Derek J., I imagine you're going to be heading up a couple episodes of Freedom Fiends.
Yeah.
You're going to be broadcasting your show, Flaming Freedom. And also Cop Block Radio.
That's
you're going
right.
to be on the most shows, I think, of any... there's several shows we're going to be broadcasting live.
I think
live.
I'll just set up camp in the media room.
So, yes, we will certainly be there, and we'll look forward to seeing you, Andrew. Thanks for the call tonight. Porkfest is the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Derek J., how do you describe
a little piece of heaven on earth. For people who love freedom, there is no better place. I really believe that. For 1 week, I get to live in what I view as what would be the libertarian utopia of the future, where people are figuring out how they can serve one another with businesses. They vend each other food and services.
It's kind of like what Liberland might envision themselves.
Yeah.
At, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there are parties. There's dance parties. There's radio talk shows that are happening. There's instructive classes. Last year there was how to build your own rifle.
Oh, yeah. There's so many different options for people to do. I mean, if you just want to go hang out with people, that's, I think, some of the most satisfying.
Certainly an option.
But there's also lots of curriculum, you know, whether it's for families or for, you know, young people or single folks or whatever. There's a lot going on at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I believe they have posted an initial schedule finally. So a lot of people have been waiting for that at porcfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. So if you want to have a look at some of the things that are going to be going on, it's subject to change, obviously, because, you know, you never know what's going to happen between when you mention, you know, what the schedule is and then to what actually occurs.
It's also a pretty fluid kind of event anyway.
Yeah. But it's a blast, and this is going to be the 12th annual Porcupine Freedom Festival. We've had the pleasure of broadcasting live from the event basically since we've been here in New Hampshire, and you went last year, right, Derek J?
And the year before, yes.
Okay, but there was a year that you had to miss.
I was in jail.
So it's good to have you back.
For civil disobedience.
That's right.
Just to point out.
Right. And you're going to be taking the microphone on, what, four different shows, I think, during the week, or three at least?
At least.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy week for you. It's, you know, it's actually like a working vacation for us to some extent.
Yeah, and in many ways it is, but it's very much the vacation when you say working vacation. I you know, was thinking about, well, what it would be like, because I've got a lot of pigs this year at my house, and I've got to have somebody take care of them for a week while we're at Pork Fest, and I just thought, you know, entertain the idea of just calling in and letting you go ahead and do it and saying, hey, I'm going to set this Pork Fest out.
Really?
Well, I just thought about it.
Okay.
And what I thought was, I don't really want to do that.
Why?
It's awesome.
Because it's that great.
It's a really great event.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just such great family events. Jack gets to play with all these kids that he wouldn't otherwise be able to play with.
Right.
Laura gets to talk to all the hippie mamas that she likes. And, you know, it's just a great event.
So don't miss it. Porkfest.com. Tickets are available. We will look forward to seeing you there. They've had great guests over the years at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I don't think Cody Wilson has been to Porkfest, but he has been to the Liberty Forum, which is the other Free State Project event that they put on during the wintertime. Anyway, there's an update about Cody. He is the Texas man. This is according to Inquisitor.com. He is the Texas man who posted online instructions on how to build a 3D printable gun, but was later thwarted by the government. And he has filed a lawsuit against the federal government, alleging that his right to free speech was violated, according to the New York Times. Back in 2013, Cody Wilson developed what's known as the Liberator, a single-use gun, meaning it fires once.
So this is named after the Liberator from World War II, where they dropped in France, a bunch of these single-shot guns with the intention that the French people would sacrifice themselves by using the single-shot gun to kill, say, high-level Nazis. And
wasn't it just a piece of crap?
It
that
was.
Liberator
mostly
like,
didn't work.
Would blow up in people's hands and things like that. Like, it was really not a good thing. So I wouldn't have chosen, personally, the Liberator because of that if I were naming
it. Good name,
thing.
Though.
Yeah. But knowing the history of it, I don't know if I would want to align my product with something that would be like calling your car the Pinto. I mean, you wouldn't want to bring that one back.
The Pinto has a lot of worse name than it deserves.
What about the Trabant? Was that the German car? Or?
I don't know.
Anyway, back in 2013, he developed the Liberator, the single-use gun made almost entirely of plastic that can be printed on a 3D printer through his company, Defense Distributed.
You need a nail is what, when he says almost entirely of plastic, you need a nail.
Wilson put the plans online so anyone with a 3D printer could download those plans for free and have their own gun without having to go through background checks, waiting periods, or any other steps necessary to purchase and own a firearm. The plans for the Liberator proved immensely popular, and according to Fox News, within days they had been downloaded over 100,000 times. And the State Department was not amused, setting an obscure set of rules designed to regulate the export of military data called the International Traffic in Arms Regulations, ITAR. The federal government ordered Wilson to take down the plans immediately or face fines and prison time. Wilson's attorney at the time, Matthew Goldstein, believes poor timing played a role. The plans for the Liberator were put online not long after the Sandy Hook shooting, and Goldstein says the State Department wanted to make an example of his client, saying, quote, after Sandy Hook, the government decided that it wanted to stop this. but there were no laws that allowed them to do so within the Constitution. So they reached into their bag of tricks and suddenly pulled out ITAR.
They do this all the time.
Right, because, you know, they got a lot of regulations there at the federal government, and they probably have some regulations to cover what it is that you want to do. And if they want to apply it to you and say, you better stop or else, they certainly can do that. We'll continue, though, here, because Cody has filed a lawsuit in this case. We'll learn a little bit more about that on the way, and you can dial in toll-free. I didn't realize the plans had been pulled down. I guess I forgot that detail of the case. It's Free Talk Live.
There are two types of advertising. Pull advertising, like Google AdWords, where a consumer goes looking for widgets near them and you try to pull them in with your ad away from the other widget purveyors. Then there's push advertising, where you push your message out about your great widgets and attempt to convince people who weren't thinking about widgets at all that what they need in their life right now is your widget. Radio is push advertising. In the course of a week, there are probably over 250,000 good folks listening to Free Talk Live, and they could hear your message. We're having a sale right now, and it ends May 15th. 230-second ads for $1,997. That's like 10 bucks an ad. Find another show with that kind of rate with 150-plus stations. Email me, markedge@freetalklive.com, and I'll set you up. You don't need to have an ad. We'll produce it for you. Buy 230-second ads by May 15th and get them for less than $10 a piece. It's a big savings, and you don't want to miss it. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com, now.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are back with more Free Talk Live, the Liberator, the gun that you can download and print is still in the news. I think it's good news, actually. Cody Wilson, the founder of the Defense Distributed, which is the company that is putting the Liberator out there, or at least was, until they were ordered to stop under some obscure federal regulations.
And that means all of the instructions on the internet for the Liberator disappear.
Of course not.
It means nothing like that.
No, in fact, one of the things I was going to point out is I went and did a quick search to see how long would it take me to find the plans. And so first I searched for Liberator plans. The Defense Distributed website came up. One of the articles they're featuring on the Defense Distributed website is a Slate article about how the Pirate Bay is helping to distribute the plans now that Defense Distributed has taken them down. So I then went to thepiratebay.se, which is the Pirate Bay's website, typed in Liberator, and it was the first two options that came up. So if you want to get the plans for the Liberator, all you have to do is go to thepiratebay.se and search for Liberator, and they'll come up.
So how about that all-powerful government with their magic wand?
But now he is suing the feds, and I want to talk a little more about that. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Plus, Mark, you've got a special deal that's running for a limited time.
Yeah, it ends on at the end of the week, May the 15th. So just a few more days to cash in on our big sale we're having here on Free Talk Live. We're selling 200 30-second ads for $1,997. I was just talking to a business owner today, and he's like, oh, my God. And you're on 150 stations? And he was doing the mental calculations
in
his mind. If you've got an organization or a business or just a website you want to promote, this is a great way to do it. 200 ads. This is basically 10 bucks a piece. 200 ads for $1,997. Get a hold of me, mark@freetalklive.com, and I'll get you set up. You don't even need to possess your own ad currently. We can make one for you. So it's mark@freetalklive.com.
All right, so we know that Defense Distributed has been ordered to take down the plans for the Liberator, this gun that you can print out with a 3D printer, and they have done that because, well, you know, when the feds put a gun in your face and say you should do something, it's fairly persuasive. However, the internet has stepped in and has come to the rescue with distributed file sharing, these, you know, distributed torrent networks, which is what's happening with the plans for the Liberator. You can now go and download them via torrent, and I'm sure they're available elsewhere. I imagine other websites are also mirroring the downloads. And if you wanted to, you could go and download the plans for the Liberator. And then you can actually seed those plans as well. So the more people that seed, when you download a torrent, what happens is you get pieces of the file, in this case the plans for the Liberator. You get pieces of that data from different locations, all these other people who are seeding the file. And then once you complete 100% of the file, you have a copy of the plans, and you can now become a seed. So you can be part of the dozens of people, or however many hundreds of people might be out there, that are sort of keeping this file alive on the internet. You can contribute to that, and you contributing means that the amount of bandwidth that's available to send those files increases, so the people who download them will get them faster. Now, to be clear, the Liberator file is 2 megabytes. This is a small file. This actually would not take you more than a fraction of a moment, basically, to download this thing. But still, nonetheless, seeding the file is an important thing to do if you want to help keep information free. If you want to help keep the internet free, I would recommend that.
But also, people have a right to defend themselves if they don't. And I think that this is a very interesting first step in just sort of showing how incompetent the whole concept of the state is going to be with the internet. Because
it's out.
Governments have spent an inordinate amount of time and energy throughout the ages trying to keep the average individual from having a weapon. And a weapon, in many cases, is the representation of a free person. You are able to make decisions in a way, if you're armed, in a way that you cannot if you are disarmed. And this is just showing, look, you can't stop people from getting guns anymore. This, you know, right now, this gun's made of plastic. But as 3D printing gets better and better, people are going to be able to print up the very best armaments for themselves right in their garage, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Uh-huh. So here's a story from the New York Times. It's more detailed on sort of what the legal thrust is here of this particular suit. I don't think you're going to be seeing it argued so much from a Second Amendment perspective of the right to defend yourself as much as it is a First Amendment perspective of this is speech. This is data.
It's just data.
This is just ones and zeros in a file. And how can you prohibit that? So his high-powered legal team working for Cody Wilson with Defense Distributed has filed suit against the State Department, according to the New York Times, claiming that its efforts to stop him from publishing his plans, which are no more than computer code, amount to a prior restraint on free speech. The 25-page suit filed Wednesday in federal district court in Austin, Texas, is an innovative and apparently unprecedented effort to use the First Amendment in support of the Second. Defense Distributed believed and continues to believe that the United States Constitution guarantees a right to share truthful speech, the lawsuit states, and continues saying especially speech concerning fundamental constitutional rights in open forums. Now, while this argument will be decided in court, some First Amendment experts say the lawsuit was a trailblazing foray into free speech law and at least raised legitimate concerns. Floyd Abrams, noted First Amendment attorney, says, I can't think of anything quite analogous, but on the face of it, it seems to me like a serious claim. The case began in May of 2013 when Mr. Wilson, who was then in law school at the University of Texas, got a letter from the State Department informing him that by posting his files online, he may have violated a complicated set of federal rules, the International Traffic in Arms Regulations.
You may have. We don't know.
Right, which seeks to prevent the export of sensitive military hardware, including weapons technology. The letter from the Directorate of Defense Trade Controls, a State Department office, told him to take the files down while the officials reviewed whether he needed a license to disseminate what it referred to as, quote, defense articles. Now, this was back in May of 2013, so this was a long time ago. I mean, we were talking about 2 years ago that this letter happened.
Apparently. Been some time, yeah.
There are already, you know, I hate to play devil's advocate against Cody, but there are already some things like speech that are regulated by law where you need a license, like, for example, giving dietitian advice. You can't. I know that people on the internet have gotten in trouble for making claims about, you know, Atkins or certain diets if they don't have a license to do so.
And it certainly is possible that the court could decide that, well, there's a governmental interest that is more important here than your right to free speech.
That sounds like the sort of thing they'd say, yeah.
Yeah, so, well, sorry, but no, you're going to have to not be posting this in the United States.
I wonder why.
I'd call it freedom of the press as opposed to free speech. I mean, this is, as a newspaper, I mean, that would be the most fundamental form of speech there is. As a newspaper, should you be allowed to print instructions on how to make your own gun?
Well, that's not a news story.
But why not, though? I mean, you know, if you have freedom of the press, you either do or you don't. And so, at that point, it's news. I mean, here's news on how to build your own gun.
But then why wouldn't that apply to dietitian advice? Why can't you have a column like Dear Abby that says, you know, hey, will I lose weight if I start eating this way or that way? Well, apparently, that's regulated speech, too.
No, they're going to claim it's, to some extent, medical advice because it affects your body. I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
I think all speech should be allowed, and then let the buyer decide, let the, the listener
consumer
decide.
Of the information.
855-450-FREE. But how do you feel about this gun being prohibited, the plans for it, at least? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice.
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. You only once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and I just realized what I should do is take the plans for the Liberator and post them on our Facebook and our Twitter, so that way you can easily access these plans without having to go to the Pirate Bay's website and type something in a search box. You can just go to our Free Talk Live pages, which you can access through news.freetalklive.com anytime you want, or you can use short codes like twitter.freetalklive.com or facebook.freetalklive.com to take you to one or the other.
Excellent. Now we're revolutionaries.
Seditious. Yeah, I think we downloaded the plans a long time ago, too. I honestly don't know if I'm still seeding them. I'll have to check my torrents. But, yeah, I definitely support free speech. And I'm not a big gun guy or anything like that. But, man, I definitely support free speech and the right to bear arms. And when it's under fire, I think that, you know, we should definitely try to be as supportive as possible. Especially Cody Wilson seems like a pretty principled liberty guy, yeah, too, from the couple times we've had him on Free Talk Live. And I think you probably – have you had him on one of your shows?
Yeah, I interviewed him for Peace News.
Yeah. So, I mean, he seems to be really principled, and he's very brave to go up against the federal government like this. He's now got a team of attorneys that is suing the federal government, claiming that they are putting a kibosh on his right to free speech by ordering him to remove the plans for this gun that you can download the plans for all around the Internet. So they haven't stopped the plans. They've just made a statement of, well, we will force you to do what we say because we're the federal government. Let's go to Chris, listening in Somerville, Alabama, to WBAP out of Huntsville. Hey, Chris.
Hello. Good show, as usual, fellow revolutionaries. there's a bigger picture with this, I think. You could go online on Facebook, YouTube, whatever, and get plans for about anything conceivable that concerns firearms or firearms training. All right, as far as the State Department not wanting this disseminated worldwide and using their obscure little crappy regulation, I think it's a trial balloon. Like I said earlier, anything you could even conceive of is available now online as far as firearms training, how to build, how to modify, how to do this. Mm-hmm. Say they do win this, the federal government, that is. They could start going after the other stuff. This may be a trial balloon for them. When they did it, they could probably get to court. So, you know, I'm never putting nothing past. And,
I have no illusions that this is necessarily going to go in Cody's favor. But this is what he has to do legally if he wants to have a chance to retain his right to free speech. And so he's got to do it, right?
Exactly. He has to do it, and I'm in support of him. Not that I will get a 3D printer and download the gun. I have enough blocks as it is at work.
Yeah.
but still, the spirit of it, the entrepreneurial spirit, hey, it's not illegal to build your own gun in this country.
Well, right. Not yet. But even if it is illegal in some places, this could be a huge help to people in areas where guns are fairly restricted and they can't get access easily to Glocks or whatever, and they want to have a way to defend themselves or their family. They could print up a few of these Liberators, load them up with a bullet, and keep them in different places around the house or something like
but
that.
This
right?
really isn't the United States government keeping guns out of the hands of United States U.S. citizens. Basically, if you want to have a gun in the U.S., you can do it. If you live in the worst, most arduous places, D.C., Chicago, places like that, you can move to some place less, less restrictive and then get a gun. But you're not keeping the guns out of the hands of U.S. citizens because of this law. This is disarming the poorest, the most downtrodden around the world. This is what the U.S. government's doing. It's what it does less overtly all the time by supporting dictators and sheiks and kings subjugate their people as long as they'll, do something for the federal government in the process.
Yeah. Well, that's about all I had to say about it.
Thanks, Chris. Good call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Here's more from the story from the New York Times about Cody Wilson. He's 27. He claims he spent thousands of dollars over the next 2 years. So, again, he was told by the State Department, you got to take these plans down while we review your case to determine whether or not you need a license. We think you may need a license for this, but we have not yet made that determination. Meanwhile, you should stop speaking freely so we can make that determination. It's now been 2 years. And so he's spent thousands of dollars with these attorneys who've helped him file paperwork in an effort to comply with these regulations, which are known as ITAR. When the State Department did not make a decision in that time frame on whether he needed a license, he came to believe he was being singled out for scrutiny, in part because his files were published not long after the Sandy Hook school shootings in Connecticut, in which 26 people, many of them children, were killed. Worrying that he was being thrust into a kind of legal limbo, Mr. Wilson filed suit, asking for judicial permission to repost his files and seeking damages. His attorney says, Goldstein is his attorney, Matthew Goldstein. He said authorities were supposed to have made their ruling within 60 days.
Oh. And it's been 2 years.
Right. But now it's been 2 years, and he's still waiting, he said. While the State Department declined to comment on the suit.
Why should they?
Legal
experts. They don't have any obligations to you.
Said only a few previous cases have touched on similar issues. In 1979, for instance, the Department of Energy sued the Progressive magazine after one of its reporters wrote an article that purported to disclose the recipe for making a hydrogen bomb.
Hmm.
The government prevailed in lower court, but dropped its claim on appeal after the reporter, Howard Moreland, revealed that he'd cobbled his article together from sources that were publicly available.
Yeah.
Then in 1983, Paladin Press, a small publishing company, released the book.
They've had advertisers on Free Talk Live, mind you.
They have interesting books over there at Paladin Press. They released a book.
If you want to be a ninja, that is the place to go.
In this case, this was Hitman, a technical manual for independent contractors. A decade later, a triple murder was committed in Montgomery County, Alabama, by a man who claimed that he had used the book as a how-to guide. In 1996, the family of victims sued the Paladin Press, arguing that the publisher had aided and abetted the killings. The next year, An appeals court ruled the book was not protected by the First Amendment.
Really? An appeals court?
Mm. Paladin Press's insurance company settled with the family, paying several million dollars and agreeing to destroy the remaining copies. I'm shocked by that. I had not heard.
No, I hadn't heard that either.
Of that story, and that seems like a drastic violation of free speech.
Was that still in the 80s, or was the internet around?
That was the
around?
90s.
Well, I hope, they had a digital copy on the internet somewhere, and then they just destroyed all the hard copy books.
Yeah, it would be interesting to go out there and look for that particular book now and see, mm-hmm. you know, how valuable it is. How many copies are there out there? Imagining not so many. This may be a collector's item.
Maybe it was like one of those, hey, anyone who bought our book, go destroy it now. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
No, they said they had the remaining copies.
Okay.
Despite these rulings, Ken Paulson, the president of the First Amendment Center, said Wilson's claim was at the very least not frivolous and brought into question whether a citizen's First Amendment rights extend beyond the country's borders. ITAR bans the export of protected weapons systems, but it remains unclear if Mr. Wilson would have violated its rules had he posted his instructions on file servers accessible only within the United States. The presumption is that whatever information people want to share is protected, and the government can't tell them they can't publish, said Paulson. But a key question here will be if restrictions can be put on Wilson in a way that does not chill his free speech within the United States. So suggesting that, you know, maybe these regulations should only apply to him releasing these plans to the world, that it would somehow put the world in jeopardy if the Liberator plans were to go online for all to access.
It's really ridiculous.
It is.
The idea that a single-shot plastic gun is somehow going to put the world in jeopardy. Somehow our planet's governmental systems are so shaky that the plans for building your own sort of little plastic thing that can will blow up in your hand probably within the first 8 shots or something like that. You know, this is a pretty rudimentary thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that we just can't handle that. The only people that can have guns are the people that work for the governments. That's it. It's the only safe option, people.
I'm confused. Is the state saying that he can't release his plans to the world, so maybe they would propose something like a little caveat on the website, like, hey, if you want to download these plans, you better be in the United States, otherwise...
The state's not saying that. That's Ken Paulson. He's the president of the First Amendment Center. So the state is not commenting on this case at all. But we'll tell you, there is a comment here from Cody Wilson. We'll get to that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, you can share your thoughts on sharing plans for guns. I say it should be completely legal. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but there's enough time for you if you dial in right now at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we'll give you what Cody Wilson, the founder of Defense Distributed, has to say about his own lawsuit that he's filed now against the federal government, basically saying they are restricting his free speech by telling him to take down plans from his website while they make some determination as to whether or not he can legally have them.
At some time.
Yeah, at some unknown point in the future. It's now been 2 years since they originally told him they were going to get to him within 60 days with this decision.
That's
60 days, 2 years.
That's the nice thing about being the ones that make the rules. You don't have to follow them.
It's true. So we'll give you his comments here in just a moment. Also want to let you know the African Satellite Fundraiser has less than a week remaining. If you want to help support this, please go to africa.lrn.fm. Throw in whatever you can and then share the link. Maybe we can have a last-minute push to get it up to
awesome.
Something. Go to africa.lrn.fm. There's perks available, like getting to hang out in the studio of your favorite LRN.fm show. There are like a dozen shows that have stepped up and volunteered to, hey, yeah, it's cool. Somebody wants to come hang out in the studio. They can do that. So go and check it out. Get all the perks and contribute and share over at africa.lrn.fm. Brett is on the line in Flint, Michigan. Hey, Brett.
Hey, guys. Obviously, the criminally insane Jusiferian Talmudic Serpentinite Bolshevik government, I don't want the monopoly over everything. They're not satisfied with just the monetary system. They want to believe that they own everything and everyone. There's a fella that I've heard for a period, quite about a year. His name is Clint Richardson, Corporation Nation, and he has a series of interviews that he's done with a fella. You want to talk liberty and freedom, there's this dude, KW, out of Kentucky. Okay, now, when we think of land ownership, if we're compelled by legal so-called authorities to pay taxes, we obviously don't own our land.
We've been saying that for years here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, but what Richardson and this fellow KW have done, particularly KW in Kentucky, is they have now delineated the blueprint by which anyone with a functioning brain and a desire to be truly free can do so. And so what I urge you to
do... And that sounds interesting. I want to be truly free. My brain functions.
Go to corporation nation archives.wordpress.com.
Brett, can you back off your phone for like maybe like an inch or so? Just kind of back off a little bit. It's a little bit distorted. So you're saying that there's some radio show where they're giving information that you think is really important. What is the approach, basically, that they're taking?
Okay. It's to KW in Kentucky. Is this better, guys, or you still have the distortion?
Yeah, it sounds better.
It's not really that much better, but it's a little bit better. Go ahead.
Let me do this real quick. All right, is this better?
That's better.
Yeah.
Okay.
What did you change?
I had your speakerphone.
Oh, that'll do it. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. I got a really good Android, but I guess it's not that good.
Thank you for doing that. It's much more pleasant to listen to you now. So go ahead. So what is this approach? I mean, because we've heard a lot about corporate this, corporate that. Everything's a corporation. And where's this
thing coming from? Change anything, though. Yeah.
Well, what do you got? What KW did, and that's why I'm directing you to that website to hear the interviews with this guy. He precisely delineates it. I just don't have a really good recall. But in a nutshell, he got a declaration from a judge in Kentucky that declares this man, KW, is a true holder of land, okay, or has the right to true ownership by virtue of this thing called holder in due course or something like that.
Okay. And so it's not it's no longer the allodial title, which is the old thing that people were always talking about.
It's beyond that. It goes back to,
All right, so hold on. Let me just see if I'm following what you're saying. You're saying this guy got an order from a judge saying he was the appropriate holder of some sort of land. What does that do? Does that get him out of property tax or something?
Yeah, it gets him out of everything. I mean, he doesn't have to have a license. Driving is commercial anyway. As you said, the government is all corporate anyway.
So is this just a guy who's on a guest on a radio show? The show you're talking about, the Corporation Nation, that's the show. This guy was just a guest, right?
Yes. Clint Richardson.
So is there any actual proof of his claims? Because it's one thing to get on a radio show and make some claims. It's another thing to actually show a copy of the order from the judge, with a case number on it and all of that.
Right. Well, you would have to contact Clint Richardson at that.
I'm not interested in doing all of the research to try to validate whether or not this particular claim is true. To me, it should be on the claimant to put that proof out there. And there are a lot of people who called.
Well, he did. If he put it out on the website, the Corporation Nation.
No, that's a radio show, and this guy was a guest on that radio show.
Okay.
So the radio show doesn't have anything. I'm looking at the site right now. I don't see anything obvious, there. Maybe it's buried somewhere in the site. But, in the same way that we don't put all the details that our guests tell us about on the radio on our website, I don't imagine this show does the same thing.
Let me interject this too, fellas, because it was just revealed, I think it was last week. It was a repeat today, or tonight. KW is suing the state of Kentucky, I don't know for how many billions of dollars. It's a huge, huge, huge figure. But he is literally actually suing the state of Kentucky because he did get declaratory judgment status of a true, whatever they call it, free man, I don't know. I don't have.
Yeah, there's a lot of big claims here. I mean, that sounds great, but when somebody gets on the air and says their name's KW and doesn't give their own website with the information backing up what it is that they're claiming, I'm calling it into question. And the website that you gave, this Corporation Nation, they haven't even had a new post, it looks like, since, 2013.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, this isn't exactly, first of all, they don't have the information you're claiming that you heard on their show. They just have a guy calling their show making claims. And we've had a bunch of people call this show and make claims about legal theories over the years. I want to see the evidence. I want to see the court filings. And further, I don't just want to see court filings. I want to see video from the court. And I want to see, you know, what happens with this person and the property taxes later on down the line. I want to see the whole thing documented. And no one ever goes through that effort because I don't feel like they really have something that's valuable here.
I think what happens is these people go to court so often that the judges get sick of them and they give them what they want, but it wouldn't happen in any other courtroom. If they traveled anywhere outside their jurisdiction, they'd get in a lot of trouble.
That could be true, but does this, you know, because he's gotten this thing that he wanted, this declaratory judgment or whatever.
Nobody's going to know what that is.
Right.
He goes to the next judge, gets arrested in Louisiana, wherever he's not from, and the judge says, I don't know what this thing is that you've got.
How is
it
that
doesn't
gonna
matter to me. You're going to jail.
Right. What's the tax collector going to say about that? Brett, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Look, you can call and make any claim you want. You know, it's an open phone show here on Free Talk Live. But I'm not saying Brett is a bad guy or anything like that. I think that he likes this viewpoint that was being expressed on this other radio show, and he wanted to share that with us, and that's valid.
Yeah, that's cool.
But what you're doing is you're essentially passing on what is worse than hearsay. I mean, you're saying, oh, I heard this story on the radio by this guy whose name is KW. There's no other place I can go to verify this information. And so it's like, you know, word passed through somebody else that's being remembered not very accurately. And so it's really not really worth
it. A lot of people get really excited. Finally, there's this way that I can go through the court system and they'll stop asking me for property taxes, because if you have to pay property taxes, that means you don't really own the land. Property taxes are remarkably similar to an annual tax. There's really not much different sort of functionally between a property tax and an annual rent. It's the same thing.
If you had a way, step by step, that you could help people get out of property taxes. Like, if you knew this worked, then why wouldn't you put it just a step-by-step for dummies? First, file this with this court. This is the, you know, the form that you need to file. This is the wording that you need to put on it. At least this is what worked for me, would be the thing you would tell somebody. This is my experience. Put it out there. Don't just call some radio show and make claims. Prove it. Anyway, Cody Wilson says about his gun and his suit against the state. He says, I've always led with the rhetoric that information should be free, but there was also an attitude of rote defiance, an allergy to authority that I think is authentically American. He says he intends to fight. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com and thederickj.com.
How strong is Allegra D?
Make my congestions out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.